Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Dehring. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Joe Coleman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Boyd. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Pierce covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Boyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Dehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehring hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Dehring settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is called out on strikes. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a pop-up towards third. Minoso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boyd. The throw from Murray and he is safe. Boyd steals second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dehring. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Boyd scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lawler. The throw from Murray and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. There goes Rivera. The throw from Murray to second, and Rivera is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Boyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-1 in the game. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boyd for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to third. Rivera moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyd bunts towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to second. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Rivera hits a line drive into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 2 in the game. Deering bunts towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Groth reaches second base with a double. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards second. Young fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Hunter covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willard Marshall now playing left field. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 3 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Pierce covering, for the out. Two outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 3 in the game. Deering hits a line drive into left field. Marshall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Marshall. Deering moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lenhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Mealy strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Murray reaches second base with a double. Hunter goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Orioles. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field. Rivera picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rivera. Murray scores. Coleman moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Len Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Chico Carrasquel. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.